Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back to hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup, coming right here on 97.3 The Fan, having a great job talking fishing with Frank and Kathy today, and lots to talk about. We're having lots of fun, giving away some great prizes. Phones have been crazy busy. What a great show, Corey.
Having a lot of fun, actually, and giving away that full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's, and just sounds like a fun time to go fishing with Taro, Captain Taro, at this point in time with all the yellowfin and...
No doubt. And, man, Frank, you guys did such a fantastic job with that Liberty. We talk about it all the time. We're very proud to get to give away fishing trips from time to time on the Liberty. And one of the stories that I thought was so cool was the last big renovation that you did on the Liberty was build a beautiful galley for Sarah. And I know a project that Taro would probably love to do is build himself a big giant wheelhouse with all kinds of room to move around. And I thought it was so cool. I mean, he's the captain and much like yourself, a decision maker, and for sure would have loved to spent his wintertime project building himself a big wheelhouse, but instead, thinking more for the crew than for himself, built Sarah an amazing facility in the galley. And boy, what a great job you guys did. It looks so nice.
Thank you very much for that, Rick. And a lot of that had to do with Taro and Sarah. They, running the 2 day and 2.5 day trips or 3 day trips that they've been running, it just required a better galley. And it was really nice before.
Yeah, for sure it was.
Now it's awesome. You know, that boat is, that galley is a long-range galley.
It is.
It really is.
So much of that boat is long-range. The heads are as nice, I mean, the heads are on that boat are nicer than they are at my house. I mean, what? How often do you get to go on a three-quarter day, full-day type trip and have tiled showers and big giant heads to move around? And to be a gentleman coming down, or lady, coming down from L.A. to go fishing, and fishing on a trip on board the Liberty, and on your way home, be able to grab a couple-hour nap before your drive.
Hey, how about taking a shower before you take your nap?
Totally. Totally.
And sleep better after taking that salt off.
Yeah, get on the road, head up there. It's so awesome. You guys did such a great job with the boat, and I love it. I love fishing on it, too.
I think the biggest credit is Taro and the type of crew he keeps. And a lot of, you know, a big shout needs to go out to Anibo.
He took the words out of my mouth.
He's an amazing young guy. He came from a boat that I knew very little about, and the guy is fishy as hell. I'm always worried that if it's a windy day, he may blow away. And yet he's stronger than hell and can hold his own with a rod and reel with anybody, and just loves to fish. In fact, I believe that this is pretty funny. Recently, Gavin called me and off the Queen, uh-huh. And he said, myself and the Nebo want to book a trip on the Shogun to go to Guadalupe.
That's so cool.
And so they did.
That's awesome. awesome.
That's the kind of guy. I mean, you talk about cool.
Yeah, and just that's it. That's what you want and love. And I know you, as a guy who's been there and done that, it's got to love to see that. Two of the fishiest guys in the world, and what do they do on their day off? They go fishing.
Oh, for sure.
That's the best.
For sure. It's just like Brandon in your tackle store. That guy he'd rather fish than do anything else in the world. You're not much different either.
Well, speaking of fishing, there's some great fishing going on right now. Corey, it's time for the Catch Report. Let's find out what's going on. We want to hear about it.
Yes, and the FishDope.com Catch Report is sponsored in part by the Sado Crimp and Winder Company with products as serious fishermen. The Sado Crimp System is the best way to hook connect your Spectra to the fluorocarbon or mono. Makes it easy. It's cost effective and time proven. And some commercially put together items are as much as $35, Rick. So you can actually get your Sado Crimp and Winder system at Fishman's Landing? You sell it there at the shop,
Absolutely.
Huh?
We use it all the time. It is our favorite and most recommended way to attach big fluorocarbon. When we're doing light line, we do a lot of use of the RP knot. But anytime we're doing 100-pound line and above with hollow spectra, we use the Sato crimps. It's very smooth through the guides. It's very easy, and it is very secure. Like,
super
what
clean.
More do you want in a spectra connection than that?
And the other Southern California premier shops would be the Longfin, Takas Tackle, and Save on Tackle. How about that?
You got it, buddy. Well, hey, let's start off with Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. He's got our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Kathy, Frank. What a great show. I love listening to all those stories you guys are talking about. It's just awesome.
Good morning,
I got to tell you, everybody, there's been some good stories made here this last week or so here in Southern California. We're just blessed to have these waters to fish in. I'm telling you what, there's been some amazing catches. Starting here locally, you know, there's been finally some better water pushed in right in our front yard here, perked up the bass fishing on the Horseshoe in Huntington Beach, tackle bass, sand bass, both. You know, it's been kind of slow, but it looks like it's getting rolling, and a little bit more signal on the local yellowtail also. You know, keep an eye on that Mussel Farm, that 150, the outer rig there. It's all holding some fish now. At Catalina, oh boy, man, that island has been fighting sea bass and yellows, both east and west and front side, back side. The whole island has been good. And a little bit more squid moved in backside west. That's great news for us. There is just a huge amount of fish at that island right now, and has been for a couple weeks here, actually. But with the good weather and a holiday week, you know, with 4th of July coming and all that, please be respectful, guys. It's going to be crowded. At San Clemente Island, also very good fishing. Yellows in the cove there. Sea bass, few sea bass in the cove. The squid is still in the cove. That's what's holding that fish in there. And some really good grade on those yellows, man. There's been some tankers caught in there. And also up the backside, scattered around the structure spots there by Lost and Eel and all the way up toward the west end there. It's been some good yellows and occasional sea bass and fantastic bass fishing over there. And then offshore, oh, my God, what a huge spread out area we have. I mean, this is only June still, and it's just amazing to consider what's going on here. From outside Ensenada across towards that local bank zone, that 371, 425, which seems like kind of the epicenter of some of that yellowfin action, and then across out toward the knoll, and now pushing out to the west. Looks like that bluefin mid will move out to the west there. Guys are spread out across the 43 all the way up to the canyon there down below the head a little bit. So it's with that bluefin getting closer to Clemente, it's going to be interesting to keep an eye to see if we get a repeat on our desperation reef bite of a couple years ago. That just defied description. That was crazy. But stuff's definitely going that way. So with big bluefin, you know, there's been fish over 200 pounds caught this week and tonnage of yellowfin. Offshore yellows scattered around all over the place. A few Dorados already caught and a sprinkle of marlin now showing up. I think it's not all fishing, guys.
Boy, I'm with you on that one, Mark. Your reports don't get much better than that. And with such a big spread of fish, that's when having a service like FishDope.com really pays dividends, with so much different area to cover and so many different fish species to keep track of. Nobody does it like FishDope. Take reports from guys like yourself that are on the water all the time, sport boats, private boats, spotter planes, everything, condense it into a fantastic report for very little money. And if you sign up for a new membership to FishDope.com, you can save $20 by entering the code HOOKUPNOW at checkout. It's all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW saves you $20 on your FishDope.com membership. And Mark, if somebody wants to keep in touch with you and everything going on at Pacific Edge, how do we do it?
Oh, Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And Frank, I want to tell you, I love that story that you were talking about the guy dropping down the light line and then losing a big fish at color like you so often do. That is so true, man. They all want to hook something, but they sure don't want to lose them, do they?
Mark,
<Nope. laughs>
great job, buddy. Appreciate everything. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Oh, man, that's nothing. The good times, Mark. And all the way from Bolsa Chica and Edinger all the way down to Mission Bay to Marcos of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Couldn't be better, buddy. Good morning, Marcos.
You heard a little shift in fishing going on here. I'm still very good fishing all around. Those half-day trips, still catching very good bottom fishing. Starting to see a little bit of yellowtail. Elgato saw one on their 6X charter. The new Seaforth earlier in the week, saw a few in the afternoon. They caught a couple there. starting to see a little bit more calico bass. We had a couple twilight trips go out last night, actually. Now we're running those again. And the new Seaforth didn't keep a lot of calico bass. They only put two on the boat, but they released 125 fish on there. So a lot of bass fishing out there.
Excellent.
Definitely going the right direction. I heard they're all caught on MC Swim Bait, too, every single one of them.
I'm sure that's the case.
Good job, Marcos.
Yeah, there you go. Half-day trip, so very good fishing there. The full day is San Diego. A little shift in fishing yesterday. They saw a lot of yellowfin, 120 yellowfin for 30 anglers yesterday on the full-day trip.
Incredible.
So bluefin in there. So if you're coming out on that trip, we've been telling everyone, bring that heavy gear, bring that heavy gear. Captain Ryan on there is asking for 25-pound outfit for those yellowfin. If you're going to be fully geared up in case you get back in that bluefin, still bring that 50-pound set up there with some fluoro leader there. But 25-pound outfit on there, they're going out. Definitely check into those trips. I mean, that's 120 yellowfin tuna on the full-day trip in June. So it's pretty good fishing there. Those overnight trips, still going out there, looking at bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, some bonita popping in the count. Kind of what we've been seeing there, very good fishing all around there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. I have our full schedule up there for those half days, those full days, twilights, one day, just some day and a half, another trip still in there. You can make reservations straight online there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're more happy to help you guys out, find a trip for you, get you out there fishing. You can always come down and visit us in person at the tackle shop here, get all geared up, get on a trip, and get out there fishing.
Great job, Marcos. Man, what great fishing going on. That was so fun seeing the video that Captain Ryan Boston posted to his social media of just the pandemonium and the controlled chaos that was going on in the back of the San Diego, watching every single guy on the back of the boat attached to a yellowfin. That was really fun, man. Glad to hear there's such great fishing going on at Seaforth.
Absolutely, and, you know, like the guys on the San Diego guys in the Seaforth do such a good job with that, too. You know, like you said, controlled chaos. It's a good way to put it. Very good fishing on there.
You got it, buddy. Well, great report, as always. We appreciate that, and we'll look forward to taking another one next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks, Marcos. We got a little bonus in our catch report, Corey. We got Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing is on the line. What's up, Jeff?
How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. I know that some great fishing going on at Cedros. The Let's Talk Hookup Cedros Sport Fishing Trip just returned with great calico bass fishing. And I know that you've been on top of things and some great fishing going down at one of our favorite islands.
Absolutely, you guys. I just thought I'd give you a quick call here today, let you know. Beautiful weather down here. Little small breeze today, but yes, the fishing for the past couple weeks has been really good. There's a nice great yellowtail on the south end of the island, surface iron working very well, and live bait. A ton of red crabs all around the island, so you've got to kind of find spots where the red crabs are, you know, not quite so thick in there so that you can, you know, develop a bite, especially on the calico bass. But up in the Punta Norte area, we have a lot of big schools of yellowtail that are breezing around, and we went around the corner. We had good weather the other day, so we went around the corner there on the dark side, and there's a lot of white sea bass around this island right now. A couple of other guys caught some down in the south by San Augustine and up there in Punta Norte area. Myself and my crew were fishing, and we had a really good pick on some smaller grade fish, and then I had the bonus 61-pound 56-inch monster on the swim bait and my bass rod in close in like 45 feet of water in the kelp in there. So, Cedros.
What a fish, man. That's awesome, Jeff.
I'm telling you, we've been eating on that thing for 3 days. Like, it's so much meat and just really a fish of a lifetime. Just, you know, can't thank even my crew enough for, you know, we had to do some boat maneuvering. We were, you know, kind of thick in the kelp in there and stuff like that. So, everyone kind of participated with that catch, a lot of great stuff going on here. I've been sending my guys all around the island. We found a really good stretch on the backside. We're really good bass fishing on stick baits and stuff like that. Kind of our normal style fishing. So things are good. You know, really picking up around here. Plastics is kind of being a better way to go for the bait or for the bass. I mean. 2 ounce lead heads, like the Warbaits lead heads for sure, and then we're throwing, you know, 5-inch swim baits mostly. Some guys are throwing bigger ones, but the bass are definitely responding to like red colors and things like that, of course, because of all the red crabs. It's
how
kind of
cool.
Funny to catch like a 3-pound bass and it's weighing in at like 5 pounds because it's just so stuffed with red crabs.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Boy, what a great trip. Jeff, congratulations. A fish of a lifetime, a 61-pound sea bass on the bass gear and a leadhead and swim bait. Well, sounds like some fantastic fishing going on there. Great opportunity. I know you were very, very busy, but any opportunities to come fishing with you there at Cedros Kayak Fishing?
Yeah, I want to get the word out. I had a family that had an emergency and they had to cancel their trip. So I have an open 4-day in one of the best months of the year, which is August. So it's like August 22, 23, 24, 25, I believe, is the weekend. It's a 4-dayer. It'll be 3 full days of fishing. So if anyone's interested in coming down in the middle of prime time, go ahead and give me a call. I'm on the island for the next few days here. I'll be home next week, but they can get a hold of me, send me an email, or call me on my cell phone anytime, and we'd love to get someone down there in the middle of August, for sure.
That's great. And what's that number to call you on if they want to take advantage, Jeff?
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, give me a call at 760-412-2507, or check us out on the website, cedroskayakfishing.com, or Jeff at cedroskayakfishing.com if you want to send me an email. And looking forward to seeing you down here in September. And, Corey, looking forward to having you and your groups down here in October. It's going to be great.
Looking forward to it, Jeff.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate that. Congratulations on that fish of a lifetime. What a great time. And I know we talked to the guys that came back from our Let's Talk Hookup trip with Cedro Sport Fishing. Just said the same thing. Amazing, amazing time. Great calico bass fishing. Lots of yellowtail. And hopefully we'll hear from some of those guys later in the show. But Cedro Sport Fishing as well. Fantastic trip. Did a great job and lots of great fishing. So good times. And what a great wrap-up to the Catch Report.
Yeah, definitely. And Catch Report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishermen's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermensprocessing.com. And man, their spices and rubs, I use them for everything.
Yeah, they've done such a good job.
Yes.
They really turned that market into something really special. It's fun. I love going over there and picking it up.
They still do such a phenomenal job with your fish. I mean, you know, just they're excellent.
They are.
I talked about it on last weekend, but the Tom and Val, the couple on the Shogun, went and they were completely flabbergasted how fast and clean and all their yellowtail were packed and ready to go, and they were on the road in less than an hour.
And you talk about clean. It is clean.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If there's not a higher mark, it's when you walk into a place that does nothing for work but cut fish, and the place has not a scent of fish anywhere. Like, it is so, it's like surgically clean in there, in a building that literally does nothing but process tuna and yellowtail. It's really impressive. They do a great job. Well, hey, we got a very special guy on the line right now, and that's Captain Art Taylor from the Searchers on the line. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Rick. How's it going today?
We're doing great. We're having a great time. Corey in the studio with Frank and Kathy, having a great time talking fishing and anxious to hear what's going on in the Searcher.
Well, thanks for taking the call. We're out here 45 miles from home, and we're starting to see some bird life and some fish up on top, and we're not having any success with bites yet, but we're hopeful. There's fish in the area.
That's a great thing, and I know the Searcher's in great shape, finished up all the natural history trips and got the boat ready for a very full and very busy fishing season. The boat's looking like it's in great shape, and glad to hear you guys are out doing it, Art. We're looking forward to great things coming, and sounds like great signs already for you this morning. Nice conditions close to home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a chance for some yellowfin and bluefin and yellowtail, and there's plenty of fish around. And just the case of finding the right school that wants to cooperate a little bit. And so we're out on a day and a half trip, and we have a day and a half trip coming up on the 9th of July with Let's Talk Hookup that's got a little bit of room on it, so we wanted to make sure the listeners knew about that.
Excellent call, Art, and like you say, with this great fishing that's going on now, having options of both yellowfin tuna and bluefin tuna in the area, not a better set of prime time dates, July the 9th, day and a half on the Searcher, get an opportunity to fish on that beautiful boat with you and your fantastic crew, and Art, certainly some great opportunities, and I'm sure that the rest of those spots will fill out. Such a great opportunity to come fishing with you.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of fish around. You know, we keep hearing from it while we're doing maintenance, and we couldn't wait to get out here and to see it with your own eyes. It's pretty remarkable how much fish is just right out here in our backyard. It's pretty incredible.
Yep.
It's exciting.
No doubt. Well, Art, great information. Appreciate that very much. If somebody wants to book that trip, they do that through Fisherman's Landing, or should they call Celia?
Call Celia, 619-226-2403, or you can go to searchersportfishing.com and book it online there. And my best to Frank and Kathy.
Always great to hear from you, Art.
Yeah, great job, Art. We appreciate everything. Appreciate a great report, and we'll look forward to hearing you real soon. And we'll look forward to going fishing with you on July the 9th on that great day and a half trip. Appreciate the call. All right. Corey, phones are packed solid. Everybody's dying to talk to Frank and Kathy. Let's jump into them.
They are. Let's talk to Pablo. Pablo calling from Lakeside. Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Pablo.
Hi, Pablo.
Gentlemen, good morning. Hey, you know what? This is like an anniversary, I tell you. It's got to be over 20-some years ago. But, Rick, you were probably in diapers then. congratulations, you and Pete, for the great success that you guys have had with this show.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, and anyway, so I was actually your very first grand prize winner of the show, and Frank happened to be there, and it was a 5-day trip on the Royal Polaris. It was Frank. I tell you, I got to thank you. It was an automatic. I was hooked.
Glad to hear that, Pablo.
I tell you, Brian Kiyohara and Rollo were running the boat. I believe Rollo was the second ticket. And I tell you, I had a blast. I caught my first, it was 140-pound bluefin tuna. And I tell you, what a terrific trip I had. And like I said, I wanted to call you and thank you for such great memories, Frank. You and Bill Poole, I mean, you guys are a legend, I tell you. And again, you know, I go way back. This is like way before Marty Milner's time and all that.
Yeah. Well, Pablo, you're going to have to come join us again soon, and maybe you get an opportunity to come fishing on that great Let's Talk Hookup trip that we have in January on the Royal Polaris. We're going to be doing it again. It's going to be a great opportunity and a great chance to catch another big one and a fun trip. And, Frank, I can't imagine how many over the years people have had that same sentiment. Maybe, you know, have they fished a one day or they've gone fishing with a buddy, but you get on a great 5-day trip. You can't help but be hooked. There's nothing like it.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. There's no doubt about it. It's a great fishing experience and a great time to just relax and have and meet good people.
No doubt about that. Pablo, thanks very much for the call, buddy. Great time and great addition. Couldn't agree with you more. It's hard not to be hooked going fishing with Frank and the crew of the RP. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's talk to Scott. Scott's calling from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a question for Captain Frank about when fishing live bait for, like, bluefin. I was out, like, a week or two ago, and the bait just... What is his recommendation for picking a good bait, even though the bait all looks pretty good?
Great question.
Good one.
Well, that is a good question, and it's, you know, if you're on a long-range boat where they have them in the inserts... My big thing is that, you know, you've got to be careful. Were you on a day boat or on a long range boat?
I was on a day and a half on the Aztec.
Okay, so the bait was in hand wells, correct? Is that correct? The bait were in little hand wells?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so as they're putting the bait in there, I always just like to look for a healthier bait than the rest of them, one that is a little thicker bodied, but most important, one that doesn't have any red spots, any blood spots. I just, you know, and I also like a nice green back. So, you know, you pick a bait and you either in my opinion, you either hook it in the nape of the neck or you hook it, you know, in the anal region. And the most important thing from there is, does it swim? And the best bait of all is the bait that goes down. You know, even if it doesn't go more than 20 or 30 feet from the boat, but it goes down, that's a bait you want to soak for sure. And any bait that swims, the bait that lays there and keeps coming back to the boat, you probably want to bring him back in, throw it up to the deckhand so he can throw it as far as he can, his chum, and grab another one, okay?
That's a good call, man. Boy, that's great info. And, you know, Frank, I hook a lot of my baits because of you, you know, preaching and talking about that way, putting that bait, you know, in the shoulder, the nape of the neck, or, you know, kind of behind the gill plates, but in front of the dorsal, you know, somewhere in that area there. That's a great spot to hook a bait. They live a really long time, and the hook stays nice and hidden on their back there. You mentioned it on the show years ago, and that's been just about the way I've hooked, I would say, the majority of my baits for a long time since then. It's a great spot.
For a lot of our good anglers, that has become their favorite way to hook a bait. I mean, the logic says that's the best way to do it.
So, and they live so well. They live a nice long time.
You know, it's just
there.
Amazing how long they live on a kite.
Right.
You know, they'll live 30 minutes and they're still kicking, so that's what made me, you know, start suggesting that.
That's a good call. Hey, appreciate Scott very much for the call. We've got another guy on the line, great friend. That's Bart Halls on the line. What's up, Bart? Good morning.
Good morning, Rick and Corey and Frank and Kathy. How's everybody?
Good morning, Bart.
Great. How are you, Bart?
I'm good, Frank. It is so much fun to hear you guys on the radio.
Well, thank you.
I'm up here, you know, in Ventura County, listening on the app, and it's great.
Thank you.
And we love hearing. We love that you enjoy listening, Bart. It sure makes us smile.
I just wanted to, Rick and Frank, I just wanted to tell you that event last Sunday for Friends of Rollo was absolutely fantastic. You know, I go to lots of events, some I like, some I don't, and that one was just great. And Mike Lum and Tim Baker and Steve Bernard, everybody who put that together was fantastic. And Rick, you were unbelievable. You and Dallas together, unbelievable on that live auction. Oh. You really made it happen, dude. You were great.
We had a lot of fun doing it, buddy. It was cool. The crowd that came to support Friends of Rollo and enjoying all the fun, that's who made that event. And all our job was very easy. We had a very fun, very alive crowd, and we had fun joking and yelling with everybody and giving guys a hard time for not bidding enough and being excited when guys bid too much. It was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed getting to be a part of it, and I know Dallas thought exactly the same. It was a great time and a lot of money raised for an awesome organization.
Yeah, Frank, you should be proud of your whole crew there. They did a great job.
No, I am proud, and I'm very happy for Friends of Rollo. It's just such an important event. And as you know, it was a new area where we hosted the whole thing at Dana Landing, and it went off, from what I understand, very, very well. And it broke my heart to miss it, but on the other hand, for the opportunity to fish an eight-day trip with my son's family, I'm sorry I had to do that.
Right? I don't think anybody would have thought twice.
But I felt bad about missing it, that's for sure.
No, when I listened this morning and I heard that, I said, well, of course that's why Frank was there. He's there with his children and grandchildren.
Speaking of that,
you know, I've told this story before many times, but one time on the Liberty, I took my grandson when he was younger overnight on the boat. And he had to take two showers because he wanted to try each shower.
That's great,
that's
Bart.
That's pretty cool, Bart.
Yeah, that's awesome, buddy. Well, I couldn't agree more, Bart. It was a fantastic event. It was Dallas and I's pleasure to get to be part of the live auction. It was a great time, and couldn't have said it better myself, Bart. Great job. Appreciate that. Appreciate all the fun, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Great show. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh,
bye,
man. Great stories and good times in studio. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup at Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-4255. 5414 or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
I love the ocean. I also respect the ocean. So when I'm paddling, I always wear my life jacket because things can change fast. You should do the same, and so should the people that you're with. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So many anglers like to live aloha and wear Olukai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olukai sandals are the finest because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olukai makes footwear for any time of day or night. A favorite Olukai sandal for fishermen is the Ohana, water-resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olukai is always coming out with great new styles, too, like the Nohea Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace and the patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the razor-siped bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olukai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olukai and tagging your photos with hashtag AnywhereAloha. Olukai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olukai.com.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Playing 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Wow, go for it, Rick. Welcome back to Let's Talk Pickup.
I'm so used to sitting in the Corey seat. It's just like the, you know, I hear that reel coming, like, oh, yeah, hookup.
Yeah, it's a signal. It's all, hey, we're having such a fun
time.
Yeah,
we are, really. Buddy. Well, I always enjoy it. As you know, we said at the beginning of the show, Pete Gray is out of the studio. He's in Kona right now participating in the Firecracker Tournament on the Maui Jim boat with Captain Paul from Wicked Tuna and having a great time, and hopefully we'll hear from him later in the show. But very stoked to get to be here with you, hanging out and talking fishing and doing what we love to do on the weekend, man.
Same thing here. I'm stoked to be in studio and talking fishing and in studio with Frank and talking Shogun and RP and speaking of the Shogun.
Yeah, boy, it was a great opportunity. We were talking during the break just about trips and things like that. And the Shogun last year ran an unbelievable long-range trip. And I thought it was a very cool designed trip, both in length of time and access to having really big fish, but not taking too much time off of a work, a guy's busy schedule. And then also the area in which that trip was designed to be able to take advantage of was huge. And it's a 13-7. Maybe you could shed a little bit of light on that for us too, Frank.
Yeah, it was, first of all, we made it a definite go with, I think, 6 passengers. I think it ended up going with 10. I think the trip was limited to 15 passengers. And Renee did a fabulous job. It's designed to be able to fish those banks around Cabo all the way up to Potato Bank. And if the fish are not in that Mag Bay area, Lusitania Bank area, down off Cabo, if they're not there, then it can go over to Puerto Vallarta and be fishing the next day. And so it's a 13-7. Last year he ended up with I believe it was 10 passengers or less. He had 3 fish over 300 and at least 6 or 7 over 200. And plus more of the 150-pound fish. So it was just a fabulous trip. This year we've got 2 of them scheduled. The first one's full, and then there's one January 16th through 29th, limited to 15 passengers. Right now there's only 3 or 4 people on the trip. We get it up to 8 passengers, and it'll be a definite go.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot of people inquiring about it, but it's a great trip, and you have plenty of options to where you might go. So
yeah, I just thought it's such a cool design, and that is a true long-range trip with an opportunity for sure at a 300-pounder. Those banks hold a high percentage of very, very big fish.
That's right.
And it's often very clean fishing. Oftentimes, not a lot of sharks and not a lot of adversity and daytime fishing. You're not staying up all night. And you can participate in all that for missing 1 week worth of work at home.
Exactly
it's really cool. And the fly down, fly back option is fantastic. I love it. I thought that was such a well-designed trip. And what a great opportunity that, you know, potentially a light load going. I mean, you sign 3 or 4 of your buds up, that trip's going for sure. And I love it. I think a great opportunity. So that would be a Shogun office if somebody wanted to inquire about that.
619-226-8030. Jen is in there right now, and if you're interested, give her a call.
That's awesome, buddy. Well, phones couldn't be more packed. We've been busy since before the show started. Now, Dallas has been very busy on the keyboard back there. Corey, let's jump into the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Donald. Donald is calling from Mira Mesa. Welcome to the show this morning, Donald.
What's up, Donald?
Good morning, fisherman. Anyway, I got kind of a corny tip for Corey, and then a question on the flat fall. The flat fall would be, they're saying on the notes on the sport boats to bring 80 pound for your flat fall, and is that 80 pound to the flat fall or to your 100 to 130 to 200 pound leader?
That's a good question, Donald, Frank looks like he has an answer for you.
Well, you can go either way. I mean, some people would go straight tie with the 80. I would not. I would go with at least 100 to 130 as a short top shot, just for, as you mentioned earlier, for the abrasion factor. The deal with the flat falls is the smaller ones working daytime and the bigger ones working nighttime. And so, you get bit on that flat fall, it's nice to have the heavier line, and I would prefer not to have straight tie to 80. Does that answer your question well enough?
That's got it. I was really confused. I didn't want to cut all this stuff I made up.
And, no, I
and
think
I do got, they're just got one for Corey also.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I was running out of lead heads, and I had those Mogumbo round guys, and my friends are going, what are you going to do now? Well, I got out my anvil, fitted up to my bait, and took a hammer on my anvil, and you can beat those round guys right to a perfect fit for your swim baits.
Short. There you go. You flatten them out a little bit. Yeah, that's a great tip, Donald. But, today's modern lead head is pretty tough to beat the war bait style lead head with the eye of the hook all the way up at the front and the quote unquote weedless type of factor too. So
you turned me on to that a long time ago that you said, not that the weed guard isn't a great advantage and a good thing to have, but the weedless part of that bait starts with the hook eye more than anything else.
Honestly, it's to me and to most people. Well, most people look at the lead head with the weed guard, and they think the weed guard's the weedless part. And honestly, 90% of it is the eye of the hook all the way forward. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're choosing, Donald, just there's a lot of brands out there. A boxer head from VMC is a very low-priced version of that without the weed guard, and you sell them at Fishman's Landing Tackle. You can step right into the tackle shop, Donald, and check them out.
We got them both, the boxers and the war baits. Afrin was just by, totally restocked the war bait section. And if you're having trouble visualizing that, what Corey's talking about, on your old school triangle lead head, where your line ties to the lead head is on the, you know, the little eye where you tie your line is usually about halfway back on the triangle.
From the nose of the lead head.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is where the hook eye is all the way forward, right at the point. So
right
when
at the nose.
When your line is attached to it, it just can't help but kind of coming up almost at like a 45-degree angle, so it rides over the top of the kelp rather than getting pulled into it like a Rapala.
Yeah, right? Huge thing. Yeah,
that's a good call, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, let's jump right back in them, Corey. They're packed.
Let's go up top there and talk to David. David calling from San Marcos this morning. Welcome to the show.
What's up, David?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so I think my call was answered, or my question was answered by a previous caller, Pablo, about selecting and hooking a live bait. In what situations would you nose hook, collar hook, or butt hook a live bait?
In my opinion, my least favorite, I always explain the three ways to hook a bait, and my least favorite is a nose hook. And, you know, what they tell you is that if there's a lot of current, nose hook a bait. I still don't. I just don't like it. And I have very little success with it. Now, if you have success with it, then by all means, don't stop. But I either butt hook or nape of the neck hook. And the most important thing about it, the nape of the neck hook, is that you can't go too deep. I had a guy the other day say, well, I hooked it the way you said, but, boy, they don't swim very well. And the thing was stone cold dead.
Because he went, of course it's not going to swim.
He hooked it right through the middle of the spine, you know. So you can only get a little bit of that meat, and the hook holds there, and the bait swims very well.
And
so, you know, to me, when you look at it from a common sense standpoint, that if you have a silver hook or a bronze, especially if you're using a bronze hook and you're using the anal hook, well, you got bronze hook against a silver background. Whereas if you're using a bronze hook on the back, on the nape, you've
got it blends right in.
You got it, yes. You the color of the sardine with the browns and the greens and the golds, you hardly notice it. So I think it makes more sense to nape hook than it does to butt hook. But the only reason why I still butt hook some is I sometimes have a little more success with it swimming better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thinking.
And
okay?
The other part is if the fish are up on the surface, the nape works really well. But if they're down and they're not up on top, and people are getting them on sinker or jig.
Hook it in the anal fin.
Yeah, because they swim down for you.
And I find this so interesting because, I mean, I fished live bait for 12 years, right? And fished live bait for a long time, even on a hook, and I never nape hooked it, what you're describing. It was either in the anal fin or it was nose hooking or collar hooking, and the nape of the back actually is the same pulling, you know, kind of angle as it would be from the anal fin.
Yep.
It is, but just from the front of the bait.
Yeah. The one other thing I'll throw out there that I thought was a great tip was Captain Ryan Boston, when he was on the show a couple weeks back, was talking about the success they had in sinker rig fishing in a slightly unique way to hook the bait, and they really like hooking the bait from the bottom jaw up, forward, out through the top of the nose, almost like you would hook an anchovy.
And closing
the
their mouth.
You got it, yeah.
And you know why that works so much better is, I swear to God, when you try to hook them crossways, even through the bony part of the nose, mm-hmm, with a sinker, and that's one thing we got to point out. I said I don't like nose hook, but
yeah,
you always nose hook,
right,
with a sinker.
Fly line. That was,
but
yeah, fly line thing.
What Ryan said, bottom of the lip through the top of the nose, you know what happens? Your hook doesn't. The bait doesn't swim off the hook. So often when you go crossways, you're dropping it down and you go, God, I don't feel my bait. You wind it up, your bait's gone.
Yeah.
They swim off of the hook. Whereas when you go bottom lip, top of the nose, there's enough bone in there that hook does not come out.
How cool.
Good info.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
I like it.
Great job, Dave. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, we talked about it in the first hour, but again, want to remind you, great opportunity next week. Our next San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote is Saturday, July 6th. It's going to be at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Again, your next chance to qualify for that big grand prize, either by the random draw or winning that Shimano casting contest. It's your opportunity to win that trip, a fly down, fly back trip on the Royal Star for Mazatlan in January. It includes a round-trip ticket from LAX to Mazatlan and Alaska Airlines. Be sure to click that Alaska Air banner to find out more about all the great opportunities from Alaska Airlines. Again, you can also win that great trip on the Blackjack, your own charter from their buds at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, tons of prizes, tons of giveaway. It's all free just for showing up. Again, if you want more information, just check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We're going to see you Saturday, July the 6th at Mossy Ford on Mission Bay Drive, just off the I-5 freeway in Pacific Beach. Going to be a great time.
Sounds like a really good time. It's centrally located, Mossy Ford. Let's do it. Let's jump back in and talk to Bob. Bob calling from Lakeside this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show this morning. Lots of information. First of all, I want to thank you, Frank, and everybody else involved in the Friends of Rollo thing. I support it every year, and it's just a wonderful organization.
Thank you. We appreciate that support. We need it.
It's just incredible what you guys do. It really is. My question is actually for both Rick and Kathy. When you guys, I not really fish the cold snipers as much. I've actually fished flat more than cold snipers, but Kathy was saying 50-pound test, and are you running, braid to mono to fluoro to the lure, and also do you upgrade the hooks at all as you go up into the higher pound tests?
Yeah, you upgrade that hook right away. That's got to get to a stronger hook, otherwise it straightens out. And I was fishing it on 50-pound straight mono tied. I didn't feel the need for fluorocarbon. I also think that mono helps it flutter better, where fluorocarbon's more stiff, and it doesn't let it be as active. But I haven't tested that out because I just used mono this last time. I just was introduced to the jig on this last trip. So that's what I did, and it seemed to really work well. And if you were fishing it in a day, I would, maybe do the 50, 60-pound. 60-pound would be better, and then up it in the evening to that 100-pound.
I think that was very well said. We, at the tackle store, we like to – When we have the time and slow periods in the day, which the last few days there haven't been a lot of slow periods, but we will take a lot of those lures out of the pack, upgrade the split ring, upgrade the hook. There's a lot of good options. Our favorite is an ST66 in the number one or a 1.0 size treble hook. It's a 3 extra strong wire, very good treble hook. And I would say that fish of that size, especially a tuna, a single hook is often a better way to go, but there's something about that Colt Sniper that, Kathy, you nailed it. It flutters very well with a treble hook. So that kind of goes back to what we were talking with Frank earlier with, deciding a small hook to get a help aid in your bait swimming, or a big hook would help put the fish on the deck. I would say a big single in a bluefin is a more secure hook, but the lure's got a wiggle right, and that treble hook really tends to make that happen. So it's not a black or white answer. It's something that the angler kind of has to choose, but I think the upgrade of the hook, Kathy, is the most important thing, and we try to have a whole bunch of those already rigged up for guys when they come through the tackle store. It's a great fun lure to fish, though, Bob. Easy to cast, small, those things eat it great. It sure is a fun one to get a bite on.
It is.
Appreciate the phone call very much.
All right, let's jump back in. Let's talk to Grant. Grant calling from San Carlos. Good morning, Grant. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Grant.
Good morning, guys and gals. How are we today?
We're great.
All good, buddy.
Hey, good. To Frank, I just want to thank you personally for all those years of the providing the platform and crew, and all those years of the family trips that you guys trained my little boy, who's not little anymore, how to fish. And, boy, it's been a joy, a wonderful joy. And the other thing I just want to say about the event last Sunday, watching that mastermind, Mike Lum,
yep,
have to set up in a whole new venue and figure that thing out in short period of time, and watching it just flow mechanically. And when we were selling raffle tickets, things are going good when you don't have time to lift your head.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Mike's a genius. He really is. He gives so much thought to everything he does. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of it's with the running the Fred Hall shows and doing an awesome job there too. Yeah,
and passion. I mean, that man is passionate about that. You know, this organization and taking kids fishing and knowing that it's like we said before, it's a twofold thing. Yes, we are in the fishing industry and we need more people to do it, but that's not why it's done. It's done because there is nothing more fun than getting to go fishing with some kids and watching them get to do it, and it's the best. It's a really fun way to get to do it.
You know, this kind of changes the subject just a little bit, but there's always been one or two people that really stand out in our industry. And one of the guys I would really want to give a shout out to, he's just an amazing man. He doesn't just think about his boat, is Brian Kiyohara.
What a good call that is. Totally.
I mean, a guy that will help anybody in this industry, will bust his butt to do everything right. He's always the most pleasant, humble person.
A gentleman.
An absolute gentleman. And I just can't not praise the man for being
very kind words, Frank.
Wonderful guy.
Very kind words. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California, no one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid, contrast is clearer, details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world, they'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Saving Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want
about. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Bob in Lakeside, or should we call it Rickyville? Bob in Lakeside, you're the winner of the full-day trip on the Liberty with Captain Taro at a Fisherman's Landing.
What a great time. What a great boat to get to go on, Bob. Congratulations. Frank Caffey, this one went by so fast. 2 hours is definitely not enough time BSing with you guys. We love it. It was such a great time and so much to cover. If somebody wants to take advantage of all of the great stuff, that 13-day fly down on the Shogun we talked about, that awesome Let's Talk Hookup trip that I'll be going on in December to Guadalupe Island, targeting the big fish and the slow shark time, if somebody wants to go on the Liberty, all the great stuff, how do we find it? How do we do it, guys?
Just call our office, 619-226-8030. We're open 6 days a week, and you can always leave a message if you call on Sunday.
The staff is always so great talking to Jan and Monica. They do such a good job. And I'll say this, too. Those girls are miracle workers when it comes to people on waiting lists. I've had so many good buddies want to get on a trip, and it's full. And next thing you know, there they are putting line on the reels because they're going. So the boat has a mystique of always being full, but it's not the case. If you want to go talk to the gals, they're gonna get you on there and fishing. And as far as the Liberty, too, great opportunities. Call the guys at Fisherman's Landing, 619-221-8500. It's a great time and great fishing. Frank, Kathy, both, thank you guys so much. It was an awesome couple hours. Love talking fishing with you, and I can't wait for the next one. We'll get a little more salt.
Thank a lot of fun. Thanks.
Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. And we appreciate you listening. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. Corey and I are going to be standing by with special guest Doug Kern in the studio. We'll be having lots of fun on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.